This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون.
Did you guys hear the question? No? I don't care. Just kidding. So the question is, who was Muhammad? Did Islam start with Muhammad? And if I can say something about him. So we in the Muslim community believe that Islam is not a new religion. We believe that Jesus was a Muslim. We believe that Moses was a Muslim. We believe that Abraham was a Muslim. In that sense, we believe that Islam means to surrender to the will and to submit to the will of God. And as such, we believe that Jesus, Moses, were the best of people who displayed and manifested what it means to submit and to surrender to the will of God. God kept sending messengers, and the last messenger that we in the Muslim community believe that was sent by God is Prophet Muhammad, whom we believe is a descendant of Ishmael, a descendant of Abraham through the Prophet Ishmael as well. Prophet Muhammad, we believe that he received revelation when he was 40 years of age. He was in the city of Mecca, nowadays Saudi Arabia, and he kept receiving revelation for about 23 years. And at the end of it, it was this book. We do not believe that he is the author of this book. We believe that he is the recipient of this book. And basically his teachings were to explain what this book is all about. And some of the most beautiful statements that we in the Muslim community have been taught about the great people like Moses and Jesus were actually coming from the mouth of the Prophet Muhammad. And every time we mention their name, we say, peace and blessings be upon them. The Prophet Muhammad said, explaining how he relates to these people, he said, my relationship or the parable of myself and these messengers is like a beautiful building that people kept walking around and admiring the beauty of the building. But everybody notices that there was a small, what is that called? Brick. He said that people would just be walking around and they would say, the building is really beautiful, but there is a brick missing. The beautiful is really nice, but there is a brick missing. And he said, I am that missing brick. So the building is beautiful. He said, now my job is to further enhance the beauty of the building by the installment of that brick. And I happen to be that brick. And this is, his teachings are a collection of books referred to as the Hadith. Statements of the Prophet, peace be upon him, such as, you know what, be under the feet of your mother, meaning that be at the service of your mother, for that's where paradise is. Where the Prophet, peace be upon him, would speak about the idea of just being good to nature and being good to the environment and being good to the people who are around you. So this is what we believe was the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He's not the founder of Islam. He is the recipient of the last message that was sent by God.